U.S. President Donald Trump has made his announcement from the diplomatic reception room of the White House.
Therefore, I am announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. In a few moments, I will sign a presidential memorandum to begin reinstating U.S. nuclear sanctions on the Iranian regime. We will be instituting the highest level of economic sanction. Any nation that helps Iran in its quest for nuclear weapons could also be strongly sanctioned by the United States.
Pulling the U.S. out of the deal has been a campaign promise long in the making for Trump. He's been critical of what he's repeatedly described as a bad deal since he began his campaign for president and repeated his argument on Tuesday.
The agreement was so poorly negotiated that even if Iran fully complies, the regime can still be on the verge of a nuclear breakout in just a short period of time. The deal's sunset provisions are totally unacceptable. If I allowed this deal to stand, there would soon be a nuclear arms race in the Middle East. Everyone would want their weapons ready by the time Iran had theirs.
Trump's decision runs counter from advice by the United States' European allies, such as France and the UK. French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, among others, have all visited Washington in the past few weeks for an intensive effort to persuade Trump to stay in. Moving forward, Trump says the U.S. will work on finding a different solution to deal with Iran's nuclear issues.
As we exit the Iran deal, we will be working with our allies to find a real, comprehensive, and lasting solution to the Iranian nuclear threat.
On top of reimposing U.S. sanctions on Iran, Trump now says U.S. foreign policy towards Iran will work on broader terms, including containing Iran in the Middle East. Immediately following Trump's announcement, former U.S. President Barack Obama and former Secretary of State John Kerry, both key figures in constructing the Iran deal, released statements opposing Trump's decision. Obama is calling Trump's announcement a serious mistake, while Kerry goes even further, saying the announcement weakens U.S. security, breaks its word, and isolates itself from its European allies. In 2015, Iran agreed to curtail its nuclear program in a deal with the P5+1 group of world powers, namely the US, the UK, France, China, Russia, and Germany. The deal came after years of tensions over Iran's alleged efforts to develop a nuclear weapon, despite Iran insisting that its nuclear program is entirely peaceful. Under the terms of the agreement, Iran has limited its sensitive nuclear activities and allowed in international inspectors in return for the lifting of crippling economic sanctions. For CRI, this is Liu Kun reporting from Washington.